This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
One of the byproducts of COVID-19 and our movement restrictions and staying at home is that a record number of people have fostered and adopted dogs during the pandemic. In fact, one of our colleagues here at Dubai I-103.8 is one of those numbers, somebody who has fostered and ended up adopting a dog.
Back in December in 2019, I met an amazing dog called Lacey, and I said to myself, I have to make this dog mine one day. I then started sponsoring her, and then at the start of quarantine, I got contacted by the amazing team at Stray Dog Center, and they said, would you like to foster her? And I was like, of course. I didn't even hesitate. I mean, I told my husband and said, that is it, we're fostering her. And within 48 hours of her being here, my husband turned around and said, well, if you think she's going back to the shelter, you go back with her. So we can say proudly it was a foster fail. She is a lovely dog. She's so caring. And I can say without her, I don't know how I would have done lockdown.
Now, that's the amazing Argabs, who is one of a number, that record number of people who have fostered. When people started working from home, they had more time to, well, spend at home and to foster a dog. Now that everyone's going back to the office, many have decided to turn the fostering into an adoption. Surely this is good news. Let's find out from Amira William, the founder of Stray Dogs Centre. Umar Quayne joins us live on the line. Morning, Amira.
Good morning.
So explain this process to me, because I'm looking at the numbers. In terms of fostering and adopting, if we're seeing a record number, is that a good thing for organisations such as yours, or is that just pointing at the fact that there are so many dogs out there that need fostering and adopting?
For us, it's definitely been a positive offshoot of the lockdown. Prior to lockdown, we had 465 dogs in the centre. And during the lockdown period, we've had 180 dogs approximately that have gone out to either foster or adoption. We've had from that 180 or so dogs around, after yesterday confirmed, 85 adoptions. So, you know, compared to last year, it's, you know, quite a high rate of adoption in a short period of time.
It's extraordinary. Talk us through the process, if you can, Amira, about fostering and adopting. How do you go about it?
So for fostering, it's a really good option for people who aren't sure about adoption, and also with the associated costs of adoption as well, because we provide everything for our doggy. We provide the food, we provide a leash, bowls, a bed, and we also pay for any medical treatment that's needed during the fostering period. And for people who are considering fostering, they just have to go onto our website at www.straydogcentreuae.com, and the application forms are there. So we have had a high number of fosters over this period. So far, the return rate has been really low, which is really awesome. But of course, with the announcement of so many job losses, we are expecting that we're going to have a lot of foster dogs returned back to us if we can't refoster them or rehome them during that time.
Talk to me about the summer, if you can, because I suppose it's something of a double whammy. First and foremost, we know that there are people stuck abroad at the moment. Mm. We know that people have been separated, not just from their loved human ones, but also from their loved animal ones. How are you helping them?
Yes. We've got actually a few dogs that are in boarding, because we do have a special facility here that's on the outside of the centre. And, of course, the main purpose was as a boarding facility, but our boarding facility is actually full with dogs from people who are either stuck overseas or who are having to leave the country and don't have the option at the moment to be able to take their doggy with them. So we've reached out to help those people because there's a lot of judgment as well around people leaving their dogs behind. And we try not to be judgmental, you know, because we understand what the situation is at the moment. So for those people that we're helping, we're not charging any fees, and we're also providing food for the doggies as well, and ensuring that they're kept healthy and safe. And it's a way, I guess, that we can give back to the community as well, because it's really a community-based initiative, Stray Dog Centre, and we wouldn't be able to operate if we didn't have the support of the public. So it's our way of being able to give back by helping others who are in need at the moment.
Is there the potential, though? You mentioned, I know that a lot of families are going through a lot of heartache at the moment, a lot of uncertainty out there as well. Is there the potential, though, that given fewer families seem to be travelling this summer and curtailing their travel plans, that that could benefit you, certainly from a fostering point of view?
Most definitely, and I think, you know, it's a contributing factor as well to why so many people have made the decision to adopt their foster doggy, because this summer is really unique compared to all the other summers that we've had. But in saying that, we are still experiencing quite a high number of doggies that are actually being surrendered or dumped. You know, when we say we've taken 180 dogs, that 180 dogs have been fostered or adopted, we've actually taken in 138 dogs over the same period as well. So it is a contributing factor, but there are still, you know, horror stories that are happening as well.
Just final piece of advice from you for those that are making difficult decisions at the moment, those that are making the decision to head back to their home countries because of a job loss or otherwise. What's your advice to them? What do they need to keep in mind?
Definitely cost is a huge factor in terms of people who are having to leave the country and considering, taking their doggy with them. There are several relocation companies, especially in Dubai, but the costs can be quite high. So we're also offering to help people with the paperwork at no cost so that they can take their babies with them, especially if it's a dog that's adopted from Stray Dog Centre, of course. Cost is a huge factor, and one of the factors actually why so many people are surrendering their dogs at the moment, and it's heartbreaking. But, you know, what we have to consider is that, you know, these people are in a dire situation and just trying to get themselves and their children back to their home country is a struggle. And then when they've also got pets, it can make it that much more difficult. The other thing I want to say is that we've got a very strong animal welfare support community. And that if people are having difficulties, reach out to groups like Dogs in UAE, Dogs in Dubai. People are always willing to support, when you're having difficulties relocating your dog with you. And so don't give up. There is help there. We have a very generous community in the UAE who are willing to help, you know, so reach out.
Amira, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your time this morning. Really appreciate you joining us on the line. That's Amira William, who's the founder of Stray Dog Centre here in the UAE. Get yourself online to find out more on how you can be part of the solution and the process to pet problems here at the moment.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.